I want to ask, we'll get to our 5th District folks in just a moment. I want to tell our radio folks we're at the Monroe Civic Center right now. You still got time to come out. We've got a few more districts to talk about. And if you're listening live and want to go back and listen, we'll post this in the morning at KEDM.org. My name's Corey Crow. I'm the morning show host and news director at KEDM. I'm joined by Dr. Joshua Stockley, political science professor at the University of Louisiana Monroe. And Josh, it's important that folks get out and vote, but it's also important that they're educated, that they know what they're voting on. That's why we're here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, I know we focus a lot on federal elections, but local elections can be just as important. What we're deciding tonight, what we're listening to tonight, Monroe City School Board, Ouachita Parish School Board, these are local agencies that will make decisions that directly impact our children. So it's important to register to vote, go vote, GAUXVOTE.com, Secretary of State. You can also find your sample ballot there. Election day is November 6th, and it's important to note, if you are not registered to vote, you must be registered online by October 16th.
All right, City of Monroe, District 5, and Josh, we've got some folks with us tonight. Who do we get to pick from in District 5?
District 5 has 3 candidates that have qualified. We have, and all 3 of them are with us tonight, we have Betty Ward Cooper, Karen Gant, and Anna Reed.
So I'll just start at the end and we'll work down since we started at that end last time. I'll start with Ms. Karen Gant, District 5. Karen, I'll give you 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
Good evening. Thank you for having us this evening. My name is Karen Gant, and I'm your candidate for Monroe City School Board District 5. I'm number 61 on your ballot, and I believe that a great education is the foundation for success. I am a nurse practitioner, I am a nurse educator, and a nurse. So with that, I believe that in order to have a successful school board, we need the resources for the students to be the best student that they can be, that we have the resources for the teachers, the paraprofessionals, and the staff to create a great learning experience for our students, and that that the community can have the resources it needs. In other words, the parents of those students will have the resources they need to create a good learning environment at home for the students, and that the Monroe City School Board would be a school board that our community can be proud of.
Thank you. That's Karen Gant. Ms. Anna Reed is with us from District 5, and Ms. Reed, I'll give you 2 minutes.
Good evening. I'm Anna Reed. Recently, I announced my candidacy for Monroe City School Board because I personally feel that we're not being represented fairly across the board. And for that reason, I chose to see if I could have an input in whatever is going on in your system today. And I do feel like I'm not the only one who feels that way, that everybody feels that the district is not fairly represented. I don't mean black, white, Neville, I just mean the students, because recently, you know, for some reason we think Neville is a white school, is what we say, but it's not. You know, it's totally black. And the question came earlier from the announcer here as to whether one school would be upset if Carroll had the magnet school. Well, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. We should just have activities or areas where people can perform in different areas. One being academically, our school, our Monroe City School, is not up to par. I am a retiree of Grambling State University, so I had 33 plus years there as a kinesiology professor. So I visited and talked to a lot of students that comes from a whole array of cities and state. Our students are so far behind. Monroe City is so far behind. We need to look at the curriculum again. We need to examine and re-examine it and make sure that when our kids graduate, that they are capable of matriculating in a 4-year school. Now, do everybody want to go to college? I don't know, but you should make it possible for them to do so. Let them choose if that's what they want to do or if they want to go to the technical school. Thank you.
That's Miss Anna Reed, District 5. Betty Ward Cooper is with us from District 5. 2 minutes.
Good evening to everyone. Thank you for coming out to listen to us, and hopefully at the end of the session you might be able to offer some advice to us as to how we can make a difference for the children. I am Betty Ward Cooper. I am running, number one, this is the only seat that had an open seat, so we want to make sure we have a strong leader to represent this District 5. And also, I'm running because I have the qualifications. I am a career educator. I've retired from the University of Louisiana after 43 years of teaching. I've taught at all levels. I've taught it from Jack Hayes Elementary School to the vocational technical school, the community college, and 35 plus years at ULM at the collegiate level. And not only that, having that passion for learning and teaching, but I've also been state president of the Louisiana Association of Business Educators. And what we did, we provided professional development programs for teachers. And so I've worked at all of the levels. I know what's required as far as what teachers need to do a good job for our students. So I have the qualifications, and I have the confidence I can do the job with God's help. And what I want to make sure of is this. I want to make sure when the students leave high school, they have the skill sets needed to get them to the next level, or you know, whatever their choices are, whether it's to continue with more education, whether it's to even get a job. And when I say continue with more education, they may want a certificate. They may want a one-year program, a two-year program, and then go on beyond that. So I want to make sure that the high school education counts for them, and they have the skill sets to make choices as they go forward.
That was Miss Betty Ward Cooper. I'll start with Miss Karen Gant, and this question will just kind of roll down. So I'll ask you, Miss Gant, and then Miss Reed, and then Miss Cooper, and we'll kind of go that way. What's your current opinion of our Monroe City School Board right now, and do we have any weaknesses? What are things we can work on?
Well, you know that question, even in an interview, is a tough one because no one wants to say their weaknesses. We want to concentrate on what's working and hopefully make that some improvements. But having worked with folks on all educational levels, all backgrounds, and in all walks of life, I've had the opportunity to teach, and I've had the passion to teach. I've also been in leadership roles, and some of those involved curriculum development and things like that. So when I look at the leadership of the Monroe City School Board, I think that certainly there are lots of leaps that they've accomplished, many great things, and of course, some have been on and reelected and stayed on for quite some time, and which to me is an indication that they've done somewhat of a great job and that the community has been somewhat proud of them. So while I won't name anything in particular, I would say that I think that the current administration is doing doing positive things, and I think that they there are certainly some things that we can work on. Some of those maybe being, it would be ideal to have a reduction in some of the sizes of the classrooms so that instruction can be more focused and teachers can possibly have a better handle on situations in certain classes. I think that would be ideal. So maybe that's one of the things I would look to change if it's possible and doable. So I think for the most part, the school board is doing a great job.
Anna Reed, District 5, the question goes to you. What's your current opinion of our school board now, and are there any weaknesses you would address?
Well, of course, I think the school board is doing some great things, but I also know that a lot of other things can be changed. One being priorities. You know, and when I say priorities, I look at our concern for building things. You know, when our kids are failing and we're losing our kids, we're worried about building a choir room. We're worried about building a field house. We're worried about those kinds of things. And I visited the schools last week, most specifically Carroll High School. I went there to have lunch. And you really don't want to sit in the cafeteria. It's that terrible. But yet we were in about redoing MLK. We've lost nearly 200 students at MLK. But we want to build a new school, and we want to stack them on top of each other. We got a sense of what happens when you do that. I don't know if you recall when the parish there, when Richwood did that with the junior high. And junior high girls and boys are pretty young, and they're learning their bodies, and they're experimenting a lot. And you found a lot of the junior high boys and girls who were in the bathroom sexually with the older guys. Why would we want to put those schools so close together and cause the same thing to happen to the Monroe City School? So, yeah, I do think they're doing some good things, but I still think that priorities are in the wrong place.
Miss Betty Ward Cooper, the question goes to you. What's your opinion of our current school board, and are there weaknesses you would address?
The current school board, I believe that they are very good people. They're doing the very best that they can. I salute them for all of the work and time that they're putting in to make the school system work. When I become a board member, I would certainly work collaboratively to make the decisions needed for our children. At some point, they're going to critique me as well. But I'll know this. I'm going to be the children, my top priority, making sure they have the academic achievement they need and the educational opportunities they need. And I'm sure the current board has that same goal in mind. And we all may have different ways to get it done, but at the same time, I know this. There's always room for improvement. And whatever we have in place can be tweaked to be improved. So that's how I view that.
Next question, we'll start with Ms. Anna Reed. Do you agree or disagree that the Louisiana School Accountability System is a good public policy?
I disagree. You want me to elaborate on it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I disagree because I think curriculum-wise, for each school, I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana, okay? Been in Monroe for quite some time. But in that system, if we get up and visit, because I read all the time where the board members are on a, you know, they are on a retreat, you know, doing this, that, and the other. But I do know that the state of the State Board of Education has a curriculum. But I do think that Monroe City and the parish, I don't know if the parish have one or not, but I know Monroe City does not. I think you ought to have your curriculum yourself. There ought to be a curriculum in your system as well as in the Baton Rouge system. And that way you can go through it, critique it, and see if the kids are up to par with what is what they are requiring in Baton Rouge.
Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, do you agree or disagree that the Louisiana School Accountability System is good public policy?
I think we have a very good board of elementary and secondary education with people that really have the interests of our children. But as I say, a lot of people, it's just different ways to get things done. So this board of elementary and secondary education, they're the administrative body for Louisiana public schools. They're the ones that adopt regulations, they enact policies that governs our schools. So we have to work within the framework that's provided by our state. The BSEE oversees all of the budgetary, you know, the budgetary aspects. They pass it all down to the school systems. So we have to adhere to state policy, and whether federal and or state. And so, but I also want to say this. They do pass down regulations, but a concerned group of citizens. That's where we have our power. We can unite, and we can go down there and visit with them and get, you know, and make changes. They want to hear from us. You know, that's the power of a vote. And so we can go there and make differences or make changes.
That's Betty Ward Cooper and Karen Gant, District 5. Karen, do you agree or disagree that the Louisiana School Accountability System is good public policy?
I think that, and I look at things in terms of sort of like a healthcare professional would. I think things need to be assessed on an individual basis so that we are aware of the outcomes from our area, what's best for our students. I think that it's good that we have something in place from the state level, but I also believe that things should be tailored to the needs of our students locally and where they are educationally on their levels. I believe that as a school board, some assessments should be done and evaluation should be done, reevaluated, and those outcomes assessed to see what's worked and what's not working. Those recommendations should be brought back to on our level to the state level, and then to see how things can be readjusted so that they are fit for our students here in our district. Goals should line up in the direction that we're going in as well, and that that we are held accountable for those outcomes.
Another question, this one goes to Ms. Betty Ward Cooper first. I was speaking this week with a professor at ULM, and she came to me at the radio station. She says, Corey, a lot of these kids don't need to be in college yet. They're not ready. So how can our district close the achievement gap between schools to make sure our highest performing schools, our low performing schools, all get to that same level to get kids ready for college?
The board will have to dictate that. That's, in other words, that's the should be the board policy, that we will have the equity across the schools, equity in every area, equity in certified teachers, the resources that are needed, and in the leadership. So equity in all areas for every school. In other words, the same level of resources for every school. And by doing that, that'll go a long way in helping assure that the students will have the educational achievement that they need and the academic achievement that they need.
Ms. Karen Gant, how does our district close the achievement gap to make sure our high-performing schools and low-performing schools come up, get folks ready for college? How do we do that?
Now, Corey, as I move around the district and I speak up close and personally with parents, with students, and have knocked on some doors of some teachers, I've gotten some of the issues that they've shared with me, and they're asking, how can we get our kids better grades on the standardized tests so that they can move from fourth grade to fifth grade? They've asked, how do I get some things for me to help my kid at home in their study environment at home? And they've asked me things. Well, I've even had one to say, there's some other things. I won't say that, but I'll just say that to have a more conducive learning environment in the classroom. I'll just say that. So I believe that there again, assessment should be done maybe on a quarterly basis to find out how are we faring in the classrooms. What are the results for students? Are there individualized plans for students who have been identified as needing a little bit more to get up to par? As a college professor, I've been an associate professor of nursing. One of the more challenging things that I've had is to have a kid come and they get to the door of the School of Nursing and they can't write a paper. Things like APA format, Chicago Manual, MLA, they're not familiar with that, never heard of it. So I spend some time teaching them things like that to even write case study papers. I've had students who have not been able to calculate the drug dosage calculations to give the right medications, and they require basic math for that. So those are the things, basic things that need to be assessed, addressed, and fixed so that we can close the gap.
Ms. Anna Reed, District 5, same question. How does our district close the achievement gap between the low-performing and high-performing schools to get kids ready to go off to college?
You're going to have to get the person that is employed, which I don't know if it's your personnel director or whomever it is that goes out and get the certified teachers. It's hard to get a teacher, a full-time, I think they're calling them now day-by-day teachers, where you're getting them into a classroom like Wasserman High School to teach mathematics for one full year, and there are kids that are juniors and seniors. How do we expect them to be able to pass the SAT or ACT? Because the teachers that are in that spot does not know how to teach the mathematics, okay? I was a freshman at Grambling State in 72. Mathematics was, again, adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. Now it's X and Y's. The teachers will say to you, the teachers are bad, we can't do this with this teacher, we can't do that with that student. But let me tell you guys, you have got to, the city's gonna have to get some kind of tutoring program, not only for the students, but for the parents. The parents do not know how to help their kids. We have employed you to teach math, so you need to find a way to teach the math. Thank you.
Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, District 5. Did I ask you this already?
Yes.
I did ask you this already.
I'll answer it again,
okay,
though.
Okay, no, I'm done with you then. I'm losing track. All right, so let's go to final statements. District 5, Karen Gant, I'll start with you. Your final statement, I'll give you a couple minutes.
Okay. My name is Karen Gant, and I'm your candidate for Monroe City School Board, District 5. I'm number 61 on your ballot. I ask you for your early vote, October 23rd through 30th, or on Election Day, November 6th. And I also offer you a prescription for success in this Monroe City school system for this educational disparity that we have, and that is I offer you a listening ear. Okay? I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to try and fix things for you. I offer you accountability. I also offer you dedication to the continued improvement of our school board for the things that are working. And I also offer you a representation for the educational well-being of our students, of our children. I am your candidate, number 61 on the ballot, and I believe that a great education is the foundation for success.
District 5, Anna Reed, 2 minutes.
I'm Anna Reed, a candidate for Monroe City School Board, District 5. My number is 61, and when making your choice, just think about what you heard and make a decision on that.
Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, District 5, 2 minutes.
I am certainly asking for your vote, number 60. And I'm keeping it simple. I just want to make sure that diploma for these kids will mean something. They'll have the skill sets that they can go forward with, whatever they want to do, whatever their choices want to be, whether it's more education or to go to work. Diploma to really mean something. That means we got to have a very good, high-quality public educational system with certified teachers, teachers that care about the students, and they're going to do whatever it takes to make that child feel valued and that they can feel that they can learn, that they will motivate them for really lifelong learning. Because, see, even today, you know, as old as we are, we're still learning. And we love learning. So we want that lifelong learning instilled within them. And so having the certified teachers that can nurture them the way they need to and teach them effectively will go a long way. But I also want to make sure that the tax dollars we get to fund the schools, that we will be certainly fiscally responsible for that. And they'll be used, those dollars will be used efficiently and effectively to get as much mileage out of that money as we possibly can. And then we'll have a budget that will allocate the resources, especially in the instructional area, and giving teachers the resources they need and the salaries they need to do a good job for our kids.
That's Miss Betty Ward Cooper. Thank you all, District 5 candidates, for being here this evening.
Thank you, Corey.
And we're going to have a tough choice there. Thank you very much for being here tonight. We're going to move on to District 6. District 6 folks, come on down and see us. Want to thank our radio engineer tonight, Kenneth Sanders. Make sure we're okay. Kenneth, we're okay. Everybody in radio land's okay. For the radio folks listening on 90.3 KEDM, we're at the Monroe Civic Center tonight. And we've had a chance to meet the Ouachita Parish candidates. We're now in our City of Monroe candidates. We're getting a chance to meet all of those folks this evening. And Dr. Joshua Stockley is here as my co-host tonight. Dr. Stockley, election day's coming up. There may be some folks who just joined us, so when do we get to go vote?
Election day will be Tuesday, November 6th. If you are registered to vote, then basically there's nothing for you to do until then. If you want to early vote, early voting will occur from October 23rd through October 30th. If you're not in town, the deadline to request an absentee ballot will be November 2nd. If you're not registered to vote, the deadline will be October 16th, but you can only register online as the deadline for mail and absent and in person has already passed.
I want to mention a couple of things. One, we're 90.3 KEDM. We're Northeast Louisiana's public radio station. We're housed at the University of Louisiana Monroe. I'm a ULM employee, and we kind of look at what we do at public radio as sort of like education. Every time we turn on a microphone, hopefully we're educating listeners. And if we're not doing that, hopefully we're entertaining them with music. So if you haven't checked us out before, be sure and do that. We're news every morning. I have a morning show every morning for 3 hours. Classical music during the day, news and information in the afternoon, jazz at night. Lots of variety of programming on the weekends, and we also have a HD channel that's all talk and news 24 hours a day, so it's 90.3 FM. Also want to remind folks about another workforce luncheon, the Monroe Chamber of Commerce. Ms. Sue Nicholson is with us. Sue, you've got an event coming up. Tell me about what you got happening.
Well, Secretary of Labor Ava Dejoa is coming to speak on November 14th, and she heads up the Louisiana Workforce Commission.
I'll let you say that name because it was really hard. Yeah, that's why I walked over here. By the way, folks, I'm a product of Monroe schools. I went to Lexington, then I went to J.S. Clark, then I went to Lee Junior High, Neville High School, and summer school at Carroll High School. So that sort of makes me like a part alumnus of Carroll High School, too. So, all right. District 6, we've got four candidates with us this evening. Mr. Joshua Stockley, tell me who we have tonight.
Thank you, Corey. We have four candidates that have qualified for District 6. In alphabetical order, we have Terrace Bishop, Brandon B.J. Johnson, Bourbon Muhammad, and Jesse Smith.
I'm going to start at this end just because I'm down here tonight. Now I've moved to this side. Mr. Jesse Smith is with us tonight. And District 6... I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to make an opening statement to folks.
Let me first of all say good evening. Yeah. It's good to be here, and thank you for having us. I'm going to start out by saying my name is Jesse Smith. I've done more than 30 years in Monroe City school system. I did have the privilege of working 1 year in the Ouachita Parish school system. But the 30 years of experience, more than 30 years of experience, I've been able to assess a lot of things. I've heard the issues when it comes to teachers. I've heard the issues when it comes to students. I've heard the parents, the issue of parents, disconnect when it comes to the community and parents. So I've heard a little bit of all of it. I retired this past year. And I pondered with it for a while, and I decided that it was just hard for me to go home and just walk away from education. And I decided that I would run for school board. And the thing that led me to that place is the widespread of illiteracy. You know, it was something that that challenged most of us in on the junior high level, particularly when I worked on the junior high level. A lot of comments and a lot of disappointment and kids coming to the junior high level. But it was the students' inability to read and write, the lack of knowledge in some of the other subjects. It was a large number of junior high and high school students that couldn't read on the third and fourth grade level. As many as 25% to 30% of our students in the Southside schools were not earning high school diplomas, but rather certified in degrees of completion. Another 25% to 30% will earn diplomas, but were considered to be functional illiterate. Because,
Mr. Smith, we're out of time. I'll give you a couple more seconds to finish your thought there, though, sir.
Those are some of the issues that we face in our schools. Now, don't get me wrong. Monroe City school system is not all bad. We just have to do a better job when we're dealing with poor kids and challenged kids and come up with a better plan so we can get a better outcome.
That's Mr. Jesse Smith, District 6. Brandon B.J. Johnson, District 6. Sir, 2 minutes.
Good evening. Thank you for having me here. I am Brandon B.J. Johnson, your candidate for Monroe City School Board, District 6. I'm actually seeking re-election, and I just want to simply continue to fight for our school system as a whole. I've seen our school system do a lot of great things over the course of these past 4 years, and District 6 and Monroe City Schools is dear to my heart in a special way because I am a product of Monroe City Schools K through 12. I am alumni of Wiseman High School, 2006, class of 2006. So I've seen a lot of great things that this board has done. I've seen our district increase in our testing scores from an overall D to a C. I've seen some great facility upgrades and a course of things over my time on the board, and I'm eager to keep learning and to keep working for the betterment of our district. Thank you.
That's Brandon B.J. Johnson. Mr. Theris Bishop is with us, District 6. Sir, 2 minutes.
My name is Theris Bishop, number 60 to be on the ballot. What happened to One Nation Under God? What happened to we hold these things self-evident that all people are created equally? I'm concerned because I got involved when I looked around and we were concerned in the community and complaining about the MLK and nobody listened. The school system just didn't pay attention to us. And we had problems with that. We were concerned about non-certified teachers. No math teachers certified at Wiseman, and we had a lot of concerns and we were complaining. Nobody would talk to us. That got me in the race. I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, I'm an educator. I coached up to the junior high level and I found out the kids were reading on the third grade level. It's sad. I negotiated contracts for over 20 years for a major company. I'm a court-appointed special advocate for kids. And most of all, we got to realize God is still a good God. And we got to come together as one body in Christ, one body in the school system, Louisiana and all, because when our kids are not educated, we hurt Louisiana as a whole, we hurt our jobs, we hurt our kids, we cause violence. We cause all these things because we won't stand up and fight for our kids. So we have to get back in the fight now. The battle's not over. And I ask you to consider me and vote for me as your counselor in District 6. Thank you.
That's Mr. Theris Bishop, District 6. Mr. Vervin Muhammad, Sr., District 6. Sir, 2 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. To Mrs. Nicholson, Mrs. Strode, and KDM, thank you for hosting us tonight. I am Vervin Muhammad. I'm number 65 on the ballot, your key to a better school system. I'm running for District 6 as a candidate. I am a product of the Monroe City School System, Minnie Ruffin, Jefferson, and Wassman High School. I've served on the Monroe City School Board from 2010 to 2013 in various capacities, serving as Vice President of the Board, Board President, Chairman of the Transportation Committee, and also served on Finance, Facilities, and Policy Committees. I also served on the state level as a Board of Director with the Louisiana School Board of Association for 3 years. Some of the accomplishments that we've done when we passed the $58.8 million bond that the business owners and taxpayers in the community supported under our current superintendent, we put down turfs at all of our high schools. We began the project of the capstone at Neville. I think it's complete now. We added a cafeteria at Minnie Ruffin and also a wing at Minnie Ruffin. Also added a wing at Lexington. We did all of our roofs in the school district. We implemented security cameras. We began to install digital marquees at all of our schools, concession stands at Wassman, and we upgraded our concession stands at Neville and the restrooms. Also, I'm very proud of the fact that we renamed the boardroom after Mrs. Henrietta George, who was a board member. I'm running to ensure that proper communication to the voters of District 6, to ensure that policy and budgets are fair and equitable, to ensure that certified teachers are in the school system, and to ensure that curriculum choices improve in the arts, and that teacher-pupil ratio is improved. I'm Vervin Muhammad, number 65, your key to a better school system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vervin Muhammad, District 6. I'll start with you, Mr. Muhammad, and we'll work back the other way. I'll get each of you guys to answer this question, and then you'll have a chance to answer one first. I'll start with you, Mr. Muhammad. Young folks need to see people who look like them, specifically. Young African-American students need to see role models in their schools. What's something you would do to bring minority teachers and leaders into the teaching and education profession?
I'm very concerned about the African-American male leaving our school district. We have two I know specifically at Carroll High School. We lost an excellent math teacher to the parish. We lost two math teachers went to the parish. That's very concerning to me. I would like to see a program called Me Mister. I don't want to give out all of my secrets, but there's a program called Call Me Mister that is implemented mainly in HBCU colleges, that the school system can have a pool of African-Americans to ensure that, especially in the classroom, that's some of the problems that we have when we talk about our children can't achieve. A lot of times, down in the lower grades, we need to make sure that we have an African-American male maybe in elementary school. And I would say that.
That's Mr. Vervin Muhammad. Mr. Theris Bishop, sir, District 6, what's something that you think we should be doing? What would you do to bring minority teachers into the teaching profession?
I think we got to go back and find those old teachers. We got to go back and find those old leaders and bring them back into the system. We got to go back and get those people who have moved on and bring them back and get them more involved. We have forgot about the fact that we think that we are too old to do something, but we're sitting home making crafts. Bring them back and let them talk to those kids and educate those kids. When a young mind has somebody to talk to, they are a better mind. As a pastor, I see the depression. I see the crying. I hear the tears. But when you can sit there and talk to that kid, you can find out that kid may be just hungry. That's what it needs to make them happy. But the teachers don't have time to do all these things, but we got to bring people back into the program to help out. And so we got to do something like that. Thank you.
That's Mr. Theris Bishop. Brandon, B.J. Johnson, District 6, what would you do to bring minority teachers and keep them in the teaching profession?
I think the teachers, not the teachers. I think the influence is there to a certain extent, and you may ask what I mean by that. As a student athlete growing up on the south side of Monroe, I had my father, but I know a lot of my teammates that did not. But with that being said, a lot of our coaches stepped in and took that kind of fatherly role and was that African-American figure. Even Coach Jesse Smith, he coached me on the junior high level. Me and his son grew up playing ball together, but he used to bring us in into the neighborhood and actually look out for us. So I think if we can kind of just encourage some of the guys that's just coaching our kids on the junior high and high school level and kind of encourage them to go a little bit further just so they can be a better influence on our student athletes to actually be in the classroom and actually teach them. Because a lot of us, we do look up to those guys as father figures and role models throughout the school system. Thank you.
That was Brandon B.J. Johnson, District 6. Jesse Smith, District 6. Coach, what would you do to bring minority teachers into the teaching profession, and what would you do to keep them there?
Well, I believe modeling is very important. Okay. Right now at Carroll High School, we give incentives for white teachers to come and work in our Southside schools. I think to get male role models, we need to start giving incentives. It's very important in our culture that they see men role models, okay? And we don't have to go through what we face in our homes and that kind of thing. But anytime we can get black men to work with black kids, it's always a benefit in it. So what I would do is give incentives. Recruit. What kind of incentives?
Well, Coach, I'll let you answer that, but I'm going to ask the questions. I'll get you all to refrain from that. But, Coach, go ahead.
Well, when you recruit, when you're out recruiting teachers, you get bonuses. You know, you find ways to encourage them to come into your system. You know, whatever means that is, but monetary. The monetary incentive would definitely be a good way of doing it. And you can also promote. You know, when you get, particularly when I was going to school, you know, you always saw, like if you had a coach, the coach usually ended up in administration, okay? It was just something they did because they had the greater influence they could model for kids in the community. And that's not just in the black school. It's in the white school as well. They do the same thing.
Thank you, Coach Smith. That's Coach Jesse Smith, District 6. Mr. Bishop, Theris Bishop, District 6. STEM education, science, technology, engineering, math. That's a hot topic right now. What are some emerging technologies we need to be pursuing as a city of Monroe to get folks ready for the future that's coming?
Well, I think technology is a great thing. But when I look at the college level, you got to look at the math and the way they're still doing things. We're trying to go to all this technical stuff, and our kids can't even move on to the college level and get in college. We got to adjust according to what the college levels are doing and the technical schools to make our kids be able to perform better. What I would do, I would look, though, around the other school systems and see who is performing well at performing this test. And then I would work in that direction to find out how to solve that problem.
That's Mr. Theris Bishop. Brandon, B.J. Johnson, District 6, STEM education, a hot topic. What are some programs we need to be pursuing for the future?
Currently, right now, in our school systems, we're doing some things along with the robotics program. And I think that's good for our kids. They are learning a little bit about technology or how to bring these small robots and get them to the point of where they are doing exactly what they want to do, make turns when they want to do, and also just technology, because our world is transitioning. Our world is transitioning, and it's going to a more technology-filled world where you have to know how to use iPads and computers and so on. So I believe in our school system we're doing a great job at that by bringing the resources in as far as having laptops and iPads and taking these kids into these different labs to get them ready with these certain math labs, science labs, to get them ready for the technology world up ahead of us. Thank you.
That's Brandon B.J. Johnson. Mr. Jesse Smith, District 6.
Well, what I think we need to do is, you know, in all the programs, particularly science, you know, with a lot of the things that they're doing with STEM today, you know, I think we need to surely put something in our schools that kind of introduce our kids to it, to get the interest, stir the interest, and give them, put them in a state of mind to want to, you know, follow those kinds of careers.
That was Mr. Jesse Smith for our radio audience. Mr. Verban Muhammad Sr., District 6, STEM is a hot topic. What programs do we need to be pursuing for the future for our students?
I think that we need to direct and direct our administration out to our colleges and universities. We have three universities in the area. Louisiana Tech has an outstanding STEM program. I think if we can partner with them, I think we're doing some things with them, but I would like to see more funds directed to the arts. I would like to actually make the STEM to become a STEAM to add the arts. And with the science, when you're talking about science, I think that we need to make sure that chemistry and biology and physics and all of these scientific courses are not only taught in the high schools, but we need to begin to try to implement them in the middle and elementary levels so that the children can begin to get their feet wet early in these fields. And also technology, of course, we need to actually have courses to teach our young people and adults to how to use the technology, computers and iPads and whatnot. So that can be something, it can be something after school that we can have the parents and the child learning how to actually operate their computer. So that's what I would do.
That's Mr. Verban Muhammad Sr., District 6. Let me make sure I gave everybody a crack at that one, right? Yes, I'm losing my place here. So let's see, who gets the next one first? Brandon, B.J. Johnson, how do you feel about merit pay for teachers? Teachers that do a good job, should they make more? Do you believe in using incentives to attract highly effective teachers or teachers in areas where we're short teachers, like science and math? Should we be paying those folks a little more money?
There's a couple ways you can look at that. That's a kind of sticky situation, because if you do that, and then I feel like you will have more teachers trying to go to certain areas in order to get that money. I'm excited about a program that we're doing right now. We're partnering with our local universities, and we're getting student teachers in. And what happens is we get those student teachers in, and we pay them a certain amount of money to do their intern with our school system over the course of a year. And once that happens, they learn our school system, they see what's going on in our schools, and most of the time they are interested in coming and being job ready to be a certified teacher in our school system. I'm very excited. We just had maybe 22 student teachers this past year working in that program, and we actually hired 19 of the 22. So I feel like we're doing what we need to do as a district to try to reach out, to try to grab those teachers and bring them into our system. But the teaching field in the universities, the count is down right now. We check with ULM and it's down. So what we're doing, I feel like we're doing a great job at reaching out to those students that's already in college, and before they get that job opportunity, we are getting them incentives to go ahead and come to Monroe City and see what we can offer, and then give them a job to actually work into our system. Hey, and they're job ready as soon as they graduate from school. They did their intern, and they're getting paid while they're doing it. So, hey.
That's Brandon B.J. Johnson, District 6. Jesse Smith, District 6. Coach, what is your view on merit pay for teachers? Do you believe in using incentives to attract highly effective teachers or teachers in shortage fields such as math and science?
Well, I would agree with it to an extent. I believe you have to be able to offer something to get the best. Teachers are not going to just come to your school. When you don't offer them something, when it's not something to entice them to come. And you know, of course, that's what we do for a living. And I think we should give incentives. If a teacher performs well, I even go to the extent to say that if teachers perform well in the classroom, and it can be evaluated, it can be measured, then I think you should give incentives for that as well. I believe teachers need to be encouraged. Any kind of way a teacher can make a little more money, they probably make less money than just about any profession. Any kind of way they can make a little more money, I think we ought to try to encourage him.
That's Jesse C. Smith, District 6. Mr. Verban Muhammad Sr., District 6. Sir, what is your view on merit pay for teachers? Do you believe using incentives to attract highly effective teachers or teachers in shortage fields such as math and science?
I think it's a good opportunity to attract qualified teachers in math and science. But I would be careful, though. Would also like to say that we have a lot of growing population of Hispanic students. We have a growing population of Arabic students. We have a growing population of Asian students. So we have to make sure that when we do attract that type of teacher, that is able to address all of our children's needs. And that's a very, very, and that can be something that the board can craft and when we're trying to attract a certain type of teacher, because when you just say you want to get a math teacher, understand right now at Carroll High School, they got a math teacher, but I think the teacher's from an Asian country that doesn't speak English. So they gave this particular person all kind of incentives to come, but you got to translate it in the classroom. So that's a problem. So I think in the merit, we need to put some ramifications around it, and I would support it.
That was Verban Muhammad Sr. for our radio audience. Theris Bishop, District 6, same question. What's your view on merit pay for teachers? Do you believe in using incentives to attract highly effective teachers or teachers in shortage fields like math and science?
I think you got to be real careful dealing with those incentives. I think we need to look across the line to Texas and everybody else and try to bring our pay level up to make us more equal and more attractable, while all teachers want to come and work here. I think that the longer they stay on the job, the better they all get paid. Long-term pay, that's what we all get. So those are the way of incentives I think they ought to go. But you gotta be careful about putting money in certain fields because everybody will jump in that field. A person wants to support his family.
Good.
And we all want higher paying jobs.
All right, sir, that's Theris Bishop, District 6. And I'll move to my far end down here. For the folks in Radio Land, we've got a room full of folks here at the Monroe Civic Center this evening. And we're hearing from the District 6 folks that are running for our November election. And I'll start with Coach Jesse Smith. Coach Smith, name three things that you would do to improve student performance for our school system.
Well, one of the things that I would do, I would make sure that we have certified and qualified school teachers across the board. Another thing that I would probably do is I would take a close look at early development and try and fix the fundamental problem we have in the system when it comes to literacy. Probably the third thing that I would do is ensure fairness. Sometimes we don't think that we're being treated fairly when it comes to different schools or whatever. So I would try to, you know, whatever would cause the morale in the school system to rise and get better results, those would probably be the three areas that I would focus on.
That's Jesse Smith, District 6. Mr. Verban Muhammad, the question will go to you next. Three things, sir, that you would do to improve student performance in our school system.
I would try to create some, we would call it some righteous competition among the students with the teachers and grade levels to try to see who could come out with the better outcome. Also, the teachers can improve our students, maybe after school, their study techniques. A lot of our children just don't simply know how to take the test. And tests is kind of put a lot of fear in them, and they just don't do well. And the third thing is to teach them how to teach the children how to take the test with the students, and maybe administration and course improve their study skills and, of course, create some kind of competition with outcome that maybe have a pizza party or something, something rewarding.
That's Mr. Verban Muhammad. Theris Bishop, District 6, sir, three strategies you would use to improve student performance in our school district.
I would have to look all the way across the board, not just at the teachers, but all the way down to the janitors and the whole working employees of that system to improve that system. And also, I would have to look at our kids and teach them how to get along. We need to teach values. And also, thirdly, I would let the activities be more active, that the kids can find a way to get out of a real stressed environment, that they can learn to get along at school, after school, and in the community.
That's Mr. Theris Bishop. Brandon B.J. Johnson, District 6. Three strategies you would use to improve student performance in our school system.
Basically, I will continue to make sure they have the resources they need in order to excel. Also, what I would do, I would like to see the after-school program back. To give our kids some extra tutoring for our kids. You know, some people need just a little bit of help, a little bit more help. So I would love to see the after-school program back. And also Saturday schools and ACT preps to make sure our kids getting the right information they need and test-taking skills in order to pass these tests. Thank you, sir.
That's Brandon B.J. Johnson. Gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to make a closing statement. We'll start at this end. Mr. Verban Muhammad, Sr., a closing statement, sir. 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Verban Muhammad again. I'm number 65 on the ballot, your key to a better school system. I am interested in improving the arts. I wanted to mention also that we need to ensure we don't talk about special ed. That's a very critical area. I've been canvassing the area. We have a lot of students with special needs, and their needs and their voice are not being heard on the school board. The IEPs are not being addressed properly. There are some transportation issues with some special needs children riding the school buses, so that really needs to be looked at. I'm also concerned about our school zones. Something is wrong while we're losing all of these students, particularly on the south side of Monroe. We got a zoning issue in Richwood and King Oaks and Robinson Place. I know that the federal courts have told us to zone children to Neville from the south side. Now the federal courts is now out of our hair. So we need to really look at our zoning issues in Monroe City, and maybe we can retain some more of our students. Because when they leave the middle school, when they leave the elementary school, particularly around the Cypress Point area, they're not going to Carroll Junior, they're going to Ouachita. They're not going into MLK, they're going to Richwood, or they're going to Ouachita. So we are losing our students in the middle area. So I'm very concerned about that. So I am Verbin Muhammad. We have a hot button item on the south side of Monroe about a middle school being proposed. We need to hear more input from the community. It has created a lot of concern about putting a third school in the south side of Monroe. So I want to be able to go to the school board to articulate the taxpayers' concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. Thank you for being here this evening. Ferris Bishop, District 6. Sir, I'll give you 2 minutes for a closing statement.
I'm number 63 on the ballot. I have a lot of concerns, and my concerns come from being just a regular parent in the neighborhood. We have been left out, the middle school issues and all the things that are going on. We all need to get into the fight. So I'm here to listen. I'm here to meet with you. I'm not afraid to sit down and meet with everybody and hear what you're able to say. I'm able to sit there and listen to people who are fighting, cursing, and cutting up. But it's about somebody who's able to take what you are saying and put it down on paper and negotiate it that it works for all people. I can do that. So I ask you to vote for change. It's time to try to get some things right. It's time to make some change. We can't let the school system keep going the same direction it's going, where a kid can be on honor roll for 4 years and can't score 21 and above on ACT tests. We've got to make these challenges. We got to meet these challenges. We've got to come back and fight for our kids, because violence and all the things are happening because we won't educate them. That's our fault. It's parents, the community, and everybody's job to educate our kids. And we all sit back and relax. We are all guilty of a crime against our kids. So I ask you to vote for me for compassion, equal opportunity, the pursuit of happiness for all kids, the employees, and the community, because it takes all of us to get involved for things to work right. Thank you.
That's Theris Bishop. Sir, thank you for being here this evening. District 6, Brandon B.J. Johnson. District 6, 2 minutes.
Thank you, sir. And once again, thank you all for inviting us here tonight. I'm number 64 on your ballot. And yes, I am seeking re-election to the Monroe City School Board because I care. I care about our school district, I care about our teachers, and I care about our students. I would like to continue to see our school system move forward in the things that we're doing in order to make our school system great. No, we're not perfect. We're not at all. Yes, we got room for improvement, but it takes time, and I'm willing to continue to fight for our school district to keep moving forward. Again, I'm number 64 on your ballots, Brandon B.J. Johnson. Thank you.
Mr. Jesse Smith, sir, 2 minutes for a closing statement.
First of all, let me say thank you to you guys for having us here today, tonight. In my closing statement, I just would like to say that, you know, with the school system, we got to put kids first. Somehow we got to put kids first. You know, we got to make policies that set priorities. I believe if we can get that part of it right and be fair in the way we do things, I believe we would be on the path to have a better school system. The school system is not just a failure now, but the school system can stand for quite a significant amount of improvement. So I want to make sure that if you vote for Coach Smith, you get an honesty, you get leadership. In other words, you're getting somebody that care about your values, somebody that's going to fight for you, somebody going to listen to the community and what the community have to say. We got bright people in our community, very intelligent folk that sit in our audience with great ideas. And many times I find that we don't even listen. We don't want to hear anything that they have to say. All we have to do is listen. And if it's of any substance, then we can take it in consideration. But more importantly, you know, I want to see this community, I want to see the black community empowered. All communities, but primarily the black community. The black community need to get more involved in the educational process if we're going to get rid of some of these ills with the school system.
That's Coach Jesse Smith, District 6. Gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight. I want to encourage you all to stay around. There are some audience members with some questions, and we're going to let you talk to them in just a moment. So thank you for that. Do we have anybody here from District 7 this evening? District 7. District 7, we do have someone here from 7. Come on up and talk to me then, ma'am. Dr. Joshua Stockley is with us, the University of Louisiana Monroe. He thought I forgot about you for a minute. Talk to me, Josh, about Election Day. When's Election Day, and how do you get involved and find out more about what's on your ballot?
Absolutely. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. The deadline to register to vote, to be eligible to vote for the November 6th election is October 16th, but that can only be done online. Early voting will run from October 23rd to October 30th. You can find all of your election information at the Louisiana Secretary of State. Their address is conveniently govote.com, GAUXVOTE.com.
All right, that's Dr. Josh Stockley. So it's GEAUX, govote.com, because the South Louisiana people don't know how to spell go.
Absolutely.
All right. We're at the Monroe Civic Center this evening, and this is a joint event by the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce, the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, and 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. We've got one more district we're going to be talking to tonight, District 7. And Josh, District 7 in the city of Monroe, who are our choices?
Thank you, Corey. We have four candidates that have qualified for District 7. One of those candidates is with us tonight. The four who have qualified is Ray Jones Jr., Sharon Neal, Turner Salisbury, and Brenda Schilling.
Ms. Sharon Neal is with us this evening. Hi, Ms. Neal. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes to make an opening statement to the folks who are gathered in the room tonight and the folks listening on the radio right now.
Okay. Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Sharon Neal, and I'm running for Monroe City School Board District 7. My desire to run for Monroe City School Board is an extension of my continued desire to serve this community. I am committed to improving the quality of our public school system and realize that serving as a policymaker is one of the most direct ways to make a difference. Our students, parents, teachers, staff, and our community deserve to be treated with respect and sincerity when decisions are made that affect their well-being. I want my vote to be the vote and not just a vote. Thank you.
That's Ms. Sharon Neal, District 7. Ms. Neal, a question for you that I have is, how would you define success for the students of District 7?
Success. Success is when your student is able to read, write, do math, and understand English.
Ms. Neal, I think I know what all the teachers and school employees will say, but should our school employees get more money, but then how would you pay for it?
I do believe that the school, they do deserve more money. How do you get it? You're going to have to ask for it.
Ms. Neal, in your district, are there schools that are unequal? Are there some schools that are really good, some schools that are really bad? And I'm talking about modernization, like the actual building itself. How do you determine who gets the priority to maybe get remodeled or new construction, new programs, that sort of thing?
I'm not exactly sure how they decide which school get what and when. I really couldn't say. I don't know.
All right.
How they make that decision.
I want to give you an opportunity, Ms. Sharon Neal, District 7, to ask for folks' vote. I'll give you 2 minutes for a closing statement, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Sharon Neal. I'm number 69 on the ballot. And I want you all to know that at the end of the day, that is what matters most to me, is not the politics, not the agenda, and not the drama. It is all about the students and the community and the desire to continue the tradition of excellency. There is no greater responsibility or honor than working to ensure the excellency of our kids' education. I ask for you all to vote number 69 on the ballot because it's time for a change. Thank you.
That's Ms. Sharon Neal, District 7. Again, thanks to everyone being here tonight. I want to thank the Monroe Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Ms. Sue Nicholson. Thank you, ma'am, for letting us be here. You've got an event coming up in a couple of days we need to let folks know about. Coming up, what, on Halloween?
Well, we have state of local government, the mayor, and Scotty Robinson with the Washoe Parish just to tell us how things are going in the parish.
All right, you can find out more about that. This is 90.3 KEDM and KEDM2, listener-supported public radio. Thank you for being here this evening, and you can find out more at KEDM.org.